Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello, everybody. I'm Tanner, and welcome to Cozy Crib, the podcast. And with me today is my fiance and love of my life, Amanda.
Hi, guys. Hope you're all doing well.
How are you doing, Amanda?
I'm doing good. We just got our hair did.
Yeah, I got a haircut, and my hair colored. It's black and red.
Copycat.
You're copying me.
I've been all red, mister.
Alrighty. So tonight, or today, we're going to watch Alien 3.
Never watched it, so I'm kind of excited.
And first, we're going to play the intro music to start the episode off. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight or today.
We appreciate it.
Tell your friends about it. And we'll start. I'll play the music, and we'll give a countdown to hit play. Alrighty.
And one. How are we counting down?
Three, two, one. Play. Let's get back here.
Do you want me to prop the bit up?
If you want to, I don't know.
I want to be more comfortable.
Alright. Digitally mastered for optimal video and audio performance by Oh, that sound. What the hell are you doing?
I hit the wrong button.
Okay.
There we go.
We're going. Got 20th Century Fox logo. The classic 20th Century Fox logo with the spotlights and everything.
Excuse the yawning.
Yeah, she works very hard. She works 800 hours a week.
Lies.
It's not lies, it's truth.
Stars are pretty.
Yeah. There's some, like, fluff in the lens, though.
It's probably the light from the sun.
The sun? Sigourney Weaver. Comes back again in Alien 3.
Dun, dun, dun. They're in pods. The fudge?
Yeah, cryogenic pods.
Why?
Well, in the last movie, that's where they left us. In the last movie.
Charles Dance. Charles. Interesting last name. You.
Paul McGann. Yeah. Facehugger.
Oh, Glover. I love.
Brian Glover?
Yep, I love his son.
That's not the same.
Is that the same one?
No.
Is that his father?
I'm thinking of a dude from Lethal Weapon.
I'm thinking of the dude from Community, his father.
Yeah. You ever seen Lethal Weapon?
No.
Oh my God.
I am holding the mic. You want me to hold it this way?
Yeah, it goes like that. Marcel Jones. All those people that make this movie. It's crazy.
Well, it takes a lot of time and effort.
Yeah.
How old is this movie?
It came out in like 92.
So before we were born.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember the Alien versus Predators. So. What was that sound for?
That shit ain't canon, so fuck.
I don't like it.
I like it too. What they're doing. It's Rod Geiger. Everything's art. It's art's crazy. Alien Fist Fight. A lot of good puppet work in this movie. George Gibbs. Tear your lungs.
I am so good. Oh, that's cool. Explosions.
Yeah. I think she's having, like, flashbacks.
Okay. Makes a little bit more sense. Ish.
I don't like dreaming.
It's kind of weird doing a commentary. Ain't gonna lie.
Why is it? Let's talk. Just watch a movie and talk shit. Are you okay? Are you comfortable?
I'm okay. I'm also getting hungry.
What is that to eat?
I don't know. We got a ton of food and I just don't know what I want. I'm witchy.
Yeah.
And I feel like if we're going to watch a movie, we should have like movie theater snacks.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of like credit right now. It's like a lot of credits.
Yeah, and, like, saying who's in it, who produced it, who directed it. Like David Fincher is the one directed it.
Thank you for everyone's hard work in making this movie.
I mean, for being for the 90s, the graphics ain't terrible. Yeah. I mean, it came a long way from what we have now with the CGI.
Well, starting out in CGI, it was, like, really awful. So a lot of this
is, this kind of looks awful, but it ain't that bad.
I mean, it's a lot of practical. This is the early, like, CGI stuff here.
Yeah, nothing compared to Avatar.
Like I said, early CGI stuff.
I know.
And so a lot of this stuff is mostly practical. A lot of puppeteer work. Like that. That's...
That was awful.
That was awful. What are you talking about?
That was awful.
What do you mean? You do better.
No, thank you.
You do better. How about that?
No, thank you.
Talk shit? The fuck?
Hey, you told me this wasn't that talking shit. If I'm going to nitpick, I'm going to nitpick.
Okay.
They just found the pod that landed in the water falling from space.
Yeah, that's with her, with Ripley in it, and Newt, and the android, Bishop.
Everything's sparking, blood everywhere. Not bad so far. A little hard of hearing it.
I'll turn it up.
You have to remote. Oh. Puppy!
Better?
A little bit.
Yeah. Gotta turn the background music on, but whatever. It's too late now. It's still alive. That's Ripley.
Ripley's the female.
Yeah, it's played by Sigourney Weaver. You also see her in, Avatar.
Oh, right. She's the main woman that teaches.
Yeah.
The main researcher. Yeah, I like her.
That's why she's in. She's like, oh, so Green Reaver's alien. Also on its alien planet. It's like a little nod to it. This movie, this series. Huh.
Okay, hold the mic is weird.
Hold the mic. No. I usually have boom arms, but you don't really have any place to work for me to.
Yeah, it ain't gonna work. We'll have a better setup when you move in.
Yeah. This is Android.
There's blood like all around him.
Yeah.
So he's like a humanoid?
He's a cyborg.
Okay.
He got messed up in aliens.
Gotcha.
Like torn in half.
So the sun and the moon are both out, and the dog's barking like crazy.
Yeah.
I want to snuggle the puppy.
You see something. I think it's a face. Yeah, a face hugger.
That's creepy.
That's not good.
Cross. That was an interesting touch. It's a tilted cross. Wonder why that was.
I don't know. I missed it.
Like you miss everything.
Okay. Interesting voice. Reminds me of Skeletor. You can hear him? A woman. Yeah.
So there, it's a group of a bunch of men.
Yeah, a bunch of men.
And I'm guessing they've taken a vow of celibacy.
Yeah.
Tyrion's dad.
Yeah, Tyrion's dad. It's a great, he's a very good actor.
Yep. So who's this guy? I can't remember what else he's in, or his name.
I need to look at his face. That's a... I can't really tell from his angle. But this guy talking sounds like damn Skeletor from He-Man. Yes. Yes. Can't. It's awful. Men just can't control themselves.
It's like still now. Men can't control themselves. To a degree.
You can't control yourself, lady.
Shut up.
Pounced on me last night.
What?
What? Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Don't make me bite you.
Don't tempt me with a good time. So her hair's grown out, I think, or they're gonna cut it later.
Well, he's about to shoot her up with something.
I see Miss Mason.
And the one she's gonna wake up while he's doing it.
Probably antibiotics or something.
That or making her pass out.
She's already asleep.
Ah, I told you.
Got him. Yes. So he's the doctor.
Speaks really soft.
Okay, that's why everyone's head is shaved. They have a problem with lice in there in the building.
Well, they also have barcodes on the back of their head.
Yeah. Didn't make it. Sad.
She looks devastated.
Yeah, she really had a lot of connection with the little girl, Newt. Aww. So I felt like she attached her her own daughter died, and I feel like she
wanted to mother that child.
Yeah, she
gotcha.
She's very maternal.
And she was just about to walk out naked in front of all the men. That would not have been a good idea.
Yeah. Not good at all. Tight light. That's cool. That's a cool set.
And this is the wreck from her landing.
Yeah, they're like lowering it down on the chain.
Sure.
Sure, Asti.
Yep. I shall be right back.
Okay. Gonna come back to thing. And she's just like plugging something in right now. You know, it's like going out. And making it way downtown, holding fast to help some. So our wreckage is pretty much like scattered everywhere. She looks very sick.
Well, yeah, they said she's gonna be sick for a couple of weeks.
It's very good makeup. Looks very like
realistic,
like clammy, more like tired, worn out, sickly.
Good FX makeup.
I was thinking about doing going. That'd be cool to do that. I thought learn how to do it well.
I told Jesse you should do that.
Jesse real good at makeup effects. Mm-hmm. I knew someone at my school who would be real good at doing that stuff. She's real good with like latex makeup.
Uh-huh.
Who are you talking to?
A dog that's about dead.
Oh, the dog got the
parasite.
Parasite. Alien dog alien? Aww. Oh, poor doggy.
Makes me want to go hug Luca.
How do you get this makeup on this dog? Not a good one.
Not a real one either.
It's, what? It's redundant. We know it's not real.
I know.
Actually. Oh man, that's new. She's passed away.
Poor little girl.
Lost her whole family. Like everyone she knew, her colony all infected with aliens, and everyone she knew died.
And then this one came in aliens too.
Yeah, aliens. Yeah. And try to rescue her. Close. Very sad. She's looking for
alien
signs that she might got infected or not. Checking the chest cavities and
gotcha. The mouth.
Throat and the throat. See if there's anything. Any indication she's been infected. An autopsy. She drowned.
You weren't in space.
Yeah, like a her. Yeah.
One of her eyes is bloodshot, which I didn't realize until now.
Yeah. good contacts. Not actually showing anything right now. The body, it's like
little blood down the drain. Blood, and
cut into the doctor, there's blood on his shirt. And them looking at the bottom down, looking at each other. I guess they're very touchy about showing all the kids getting cut up.
Ow. And he's about to saw the body in the middle.
Yes.
He really does have nice, striking blue eyes, though.
Yeah.
Ooh! Owie. I would not want to do that. Cracking the ribs. Or chest. Whatever you want to call it.
Chest and, yeah. Cracking the sternum. Cracking the ribs open. Let's show some organs.
And she's relieved.
Yeah. They're looking for the xenomorph. Make sure she wasn't infected.
Here's the big boss. Don't like the sound of his voice. But he's a good actor.
Oh, Miss Clemens? Doing a autopsy. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes. So this is a prison. For prisoners.
That's why they can't have a tail.
Can't have what?
They're celibus. I said can't have tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't like him.
I think he dies.
I know he's only doing his job, but you can do it a little more tastefully.
These are rockets?
I think they're furnaces? About to cremator. So furnace. Or yeah. Lava pits.
Same thing. Or built around lava pits?
I don't know, but I would not want to be around that. Too hot. I already hate summer.
I like fall. Fall's my favorite.
Fall's definitely going to be your favorite for other reasons.
Well, yeah, we're getting married in the fall.
And it's your birthday.
Yes. So.
In spring.
Yes.
All right, something's going to happen to that dog. I don't want to know.
I don't remember.
Don't know when it's going to die. I'm going to feel awful.
Yes. Hey, man.
Wonder what religion they're going through.
I'm not sure.
Isn't the man a humanoid? A robot?
No. Okay. I'm not sure. I think none of them are.
And the dog is alerting?
Yeah.
Ow. Is something wrong?
I don't think so.
Okay, something's about to happen to that dog, and I think it just died.
Yeah.
Oh, poor doggy.
Who's that guy? You look close. You look close, dear. No, you're close to me. Too close to me. I need you to get farther away.
How close? I'm like hanging off the damn bed.
How are you?
Have you not seen my feet?
That's not why we're picking up both of us.
I don't know. Is that better?
Oh no, you talk.
And it's killing me. The poor dog. She's having a nosebleed and the dog just died. Oh, that's no. Or the dog had the alien inside of him.
I don't know.
Because the alien is now alive.
Alien's out there. It's a pupper alien. It's all covered in blood.
Because it just came out of the dog, I think.
Yeah.
That poor dog.
Like, pretty big, too.
Why am I sad for the animal? Not the humans.
Because the animal is pretty innocent.
Okay, is it still picking up both of us?
It's picking up you.
Is that bad?
If you're talking...
I'm talking straight into it.
Talk straight into it.
I am.
I don't know why it's picking up you and me when you talk.
I don't know.
I mean, it's picking up you on both mics when you talk.
Maybe I'm talking too damn loud?
Maybe.
I'm talking normal.
Talk normal?
I am talking normal.
Do it again? Why is it doing that?
Because it's a piece of sugar.
It's not a piece of shit, man. It's like fucking
I know it's over $400. Pay attention to the damn movie. We're doing a commentary. Okay, move the remote before you lay on it again and speed it.
I'm sorry.
And they're all getting disturbing ideas about God knows what.
Yeah.
She's being stared at. Like, hardcore stared at.
I don't know. So. Talk?
Wow.
Talk a little bit, a second after I start talking.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Oh, damn. So all of them have tattoos by the eyes. I wonder what that indicates.
Tattoos by the eyes. Teardrops.
One had a teardrop. He has a slit underneath his eye with the glasses.
Well, a teardrop means they kill someone. So that means...
I was just saying next to someone that kills someone.
Alrighty.
Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm. Really intolerable. I like that quote. Okay. You hit the controller again. Do you want to pause the movie and try to fix it?
No, I don't want to keep watching the movie.
Grouch.
We're already in here. We're already doing it.
He's a grouch.
I'm not a grouch. This must hit this high. Hello? Okay. All right, now try it.
Okay. Well, that... Don't know who the doctor's talking to.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Okay, how about now?
Okay. Oh, he's talking to whatever her name is, I can't remember. Riley?
Ripley.
Ripley. Oh, she's bald, by the way.
Yeah. Got the lice. They have a lice problem. That's why everyone's bald.
Kind of looks fitting on her, though.
Yeah. She looks great. Her and, oh, what's her face? Who sings that song? I forget, but,
excuse me.
You know. Yeah, what way?
So she's not giving me any information about possible aliens on board.
Yeah.
One of the aliens is still roaming loose, and 10-01 is about to kill someone right now.
Yes, that's right.
Oh! He just stepped in something and it looks disgusting. Oh. It looks like a sack.
It's
skin.
Skin, yes.
Or like a snake skin, like how they peel.
Yes.
Dude, you find that, you run.
Yes, thank you.
Run. Don't just stand and observe. You're going to get killed.
Yeah, he's like looking down here.
And the alien's right about to pull him down.
Yeah.
He's done. And I don't know his name.
First kill.
Oh! He just got acid spit in his face. and he's about to hit into the fan.
That's a great kill. Oh, nice. That was a great kill.
Oh, that was finally...
Very violent.
And she's sleeping next to someone.
Miss Clemens?
Yep, there's a barcode. I think all of these guys have barcodes.
Yeah, I think they're all prisoners.
Yep. Did they have...
I don't think so. Oh, did they? I guess it didn't.
I need to sit up. Oh, there we go.
Yes. Had a dream. Okay.
Still doesn't answer his question there, Girly.
I don't want to scare her. She doesn't want to scare anybody. Oh, he's not a prisoner. Thanks. Okay. Thanks.
Apple. Shitty.
Oh, she can't really complain. She hasn't really told him what's up with it. Ripley hasn't really been forthcoming either.
No.
A lot of close shots here. The angles. There's like someone like right there by the red. Like right there.
And she's starting to put pieces together. You can see it in her face.
Of what this place is and what's going
on. Well, also that she heard.
Yeah.
About how one of the prisoners just got sliced and diced. So I think, ooh, it's fading out to black. Oh, that's horrific.
Oh, yeah, all that blood and guts and all.
Well, all body parts sprayed everywhere.
Yeah, that's what happens when you try to fight a fan.
I find an alien. Maybe because we're too close together.
I'm not sure because when I talk. Say something.
Something. I'm now talking softly.
Say something. I don't know.
Well, he just found acid or skin.
It's not really. The best audio. Usually I have this thing hooked up. Usually I have the movie audio running through this. So I can tell if it's
me. Gotcha. It's a little different when there's two people.
No, it's different because I don't have the audio going through the mixer.
I didn't know you can do that.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Well, he...
You can call and we can do it that way too.
Gotcha.
But up here, we can watch this together.
Yeah, and we're almost done, I think.
You think?
Probably not.
It's only 40 minutes in. Like 37 minutes in.
And how long is this movie?
A few hours, I think.
Huh?
I think it's a couple hours.
Excuse you?
I think it's a couple hours.
Like two, one, three?
Like two.
Lord have mercy on my soul.
So, I might have to cut it. This is another part. Here in a minute. Here in a few minutes. Get something to eat and stuff. And come back for part two.
Well, she was patrolling by herself, and the doctor caught her, and now she's in trouble.
A burn. What? He's starting to piece it together.
You want to help? You help in this movie, but you don't in Game of Thrones, you jerk.
What do you mean?
He's a dick in Game of Thrones.
Okay, she kind of went to fucking hell after he left.
Huh?
She went to hell after he died.
Well, yeah.
I mean, spoiler alert, but Daenerys fucking just bombed the place.
Oh! The director's a dick.
Why do you say that?
Because he just said he's an ass and he's going to cut him in half.
Why? I don't know why.
Well, Ripley's high priority.
No. Ripley's not.
The little girl was?
Mm-mm.
Who?
I ain't saying.
The fuck?
Okay, it's a spoiler. You ever seen this movie?
So you have?
I have seen this movie, but not in a while. But I know what they're talking about. Sort of history. What has he done, Mr. Clemens?
And why do you have to instigate?
Why do you have to hide it from Ripley? Is that coffee?
I like the cup.
It's like a beaker. Ripley. Opening doors. Thunder, lightning, rain.
Torrential rain, and it sounds pretty.
Oh, like cables and stuff on the ground. It makes me want to like sort it and untangle it, everything.
Hmm. Well, she just found a hand.
Yeah. But oh, this is Bishop.
So the cyborg.
Yeah. Cyborg.
It's only the effort part.
Like the torso. All stays is a torso.
And he only has half a head. Poor Bishop. That does not look suspicious at all.
Yeah.
Carrying a bag with an arm sticking out. Kind of gruesome. Because cool. It does look like a human hand. Mm-hmm. Not robotic. And she got caught.
What's up?
By three prisoners. And it looked like they want to do things.
You look hostile.
Yep.
To say the least.
Thank you. I could not think of the word. And they're starting to follow her. And she has a little bit of panic in her face.
And kind of smirking.
And this one has a teardrop on his face. So he was a killer.
Killer. Or killed someone.
Oh, they just bent her over a pole and now they're going to try to fuck her.
Or, yeah.
They're literally going to rape her.
This is wrong.
They won't let this happen. Clement, yep.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, no.
Good for him.
Yep. He's beating them with the crowbar. Then he just bashed his head in.
Who's this guy? I know. No more.
Kick him in the face. Oh no, she punched him in the face.
Nice. I believe he's a badass.
Ooh, that's ambience. Candles lit down the hallway.
It reminds me of Under the King's Landing. the tunnels you would have. Yeah.
And now all the candles are going out. Ooh. 10 to 1, the aliens in this hallway.
They're, aliens blowing the candles out. It's his birthday. He's having a little birthday party. What time is it?
4:28.
4:20? Whoa! What do you do? You dropped something. Candle. Those flares are burning forever.
They're about to go out.
Or is it? Who built this place? It's being ridiculous. Oh no, these guys are dying. This guy's gonna get killed by an alien here soon. Oh, candle went out.
Was this alien? Oh, Aliens 3. It's about 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yep, an hour and 53 minutes.
Yeah, they had a lot of trouble with getting a script and stuff. A lot of trouble with getting this film made.
I can see why, with all the effects and everything.
No, it's like, it's getting like...
Oh!
Ooh, got him.
Ah, called it. Don't go down that hallway.
Oh, my.
Run.
They're scared.
It's going to smell you out. Just run.
I don't think I can smell. What's happening? It's running.
Maybe in a circle?
Or panicking. With the music that I've seen in that scene, you felt very much panic for them.
Yep. And they're still kind of...
anxious, anxiety.
Yep. So the music's kind of low, and you hear... Oh! His brains are gone.
It's not really...
His skull is open.
This is killing people now. It's like, I'm not trying to infect anybody. Or is it?
Would it lay eggs in his body? Oh, he has a cross on his face. Oh, it was on the ceiling.
Oh,
got him. It just bit him in the head or something, and he's struggling, and he's struggling.
It's, oh.
And the white guy just got splattered with blood.
Oh, my.
Run, you dumb ass.
Got a little teaser. Oh, this is a cool effect.
And now she's about to work on Bishop.
Yes. Give him a little power.
They get right into his neck. Ow. And half of his face is gone.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
That's fun.
That's disgusting.
There we go. A little power. Yeah, special. This is so good. This is really fucking good. Fire. What started the fire? Yes, there's an alien. That's not bueno.
Well, it's already not bueno.
Oh, yeah. At least three people have died. Oh, at least two. Possible three people have died already.
Well, the dog died.
Yes.
And then two people just died.
There were nothing.
Poor Bishop.
Oh, man. Do what? This is a guy who got blood on
him. Yeah.
Blood on him. Okay. He's freaking out. He's like terrified. Brothers.
Do you think he's...
Talk to me now. I'm like 3 inches from your face.
I think he's a nutcase. But Ripley knows that's otherwise. And I think so does Clement.
Why do you think Clement knows?
Just by his body language. I want to know whose name is.
It's my phone.
Stop hitting the dang controller.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's still going 1.5.
Isn't that right, Mr. Dillon? It's Shit, so. Let me see if I have this correct. 1992 came out. Charles S. Dutton.
Well, the chief doesn't believe her. And I kind of want to punch him in the face.
Gentlemen, start from the game. Nick of time. Got to go.
Yeah. She's baffled that they don't have any firearms in a secure location, which I would be too.
Yeah.
I don't like Mr. Aaron either. He's a kiss ass.
Well, Mr. Aaron kind of has, like, no character at all.
Oh, I want to punch him so bad, the chief.
Flagship. Okay. Yeah. Can't remember.
Panic.
What?
She's panicking because there's an alien in it. She knows it. No one's believing her.
Okay. Another
toxin. Concoction, not toxin. That he's making Ripley.
Is it keeping her sick?
Okay, well, you're avoiding his question, so why shouldn't he avoid yours? Ouch. Poor guy.
Yeah. I think we both know we can relate to a story. I know people can relate to a story.
With addiction and...
In case you're wondering...
He was addicted to morphine and fucked up as a doctor and over-prescribed pain medication. And he got his license reduced and 7 years in jail.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Oh, my legs are falling asleep.
Your legs are falling asleep?
Yes.
Your legs are falling asleep?
Yes.
Which leg?
Both.
Wake up, legs. Wake up, legs.
That animal's getting a little hungry.
I'm getting a little hungry, too.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Curtain's starting to move, and the other prisoner is panicking. And there's an alien behind him.
Oh, got him. It grabbed him with his hands like a human.
And it's flinging him around like a rag doll. And just...
It's like...
Punctured his brain.
It's his tongue. It's like a mouth hole.
And oh. It's smelling her and it's super close and it's drooling all over her.
This is a great shot. This is like a really famous
And shot. The little mouth is now opened. Fuck this noise.
You like that? It's all wet and slimy.
And it retracted. Maybe it smells familiar to her. The alien smells... She smells familiar to the alien.
Mm-hmm. I know what's up. If you know, you know.
There's something inside of her.
I don't say nothing.
There's something inside of her.
I didn't say nothing. Oh, my. Oh, what?
That is a stupid idea. You stay put. You don't organize a search party. You see one covered in blood, you don't fucking move. Did you just mute me?
No, I mute me.
Why are you muting yourself?
Because this, our mics are too... Because we're not, like, facing each other.
Do we need to be like this?
Yeah, usually we'd be across from each other. And so, if we're like this...
Aliens in the room, and there's blood dripping down the vent. My point exactly.
Yes, very much so. Yeah. Shit's about to pop off, son.
Wait, did they just kill the captain? Or the top guard?
The superintendent?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yes.
Officer, I don't know, she was, like, worked on a mining ship. It, like, had, like...
And she almost got fucking raped. Because y'all are hot. Mm.
Take care of your own. I don't know what that means. Oh, fuck. Hold on a second. We have to stop this real quick. Part two. I'll pause it right here. And we're going to be back for part two.
In just a moment.
Just a moment.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.